light, color, and texture. The main tools of architecture are light and shadow, because these spaces who are generated by them produce amazing sensation. If to this we add further color and texture, we open the world of possibilities in terms of design. The light can be a space, even without being a volume, just as the lack of it generates different feelings. With light, we can define time, establish programs, and control spaces. Light, especially naturally, allows the feeling of comfort and safety. It is imperative to consider it when planning to help us achieve what we want with our project. A good example of the use of light in space is the Pantheon, where the overhead light bathes the space and seizes it. The color, in combination with light, can generate a fifth dimension. Color guides can guide us in our context. Color helps us to relate the interest of the construction program, the intention of the architect, and his way of doing. Color expresses a message simple and forceful. A great example of the use of color is the Gilardi's house of Luis Barragán, where color plays a fundamental role in the spaces. Texture gives three-dimensional space because it allows us to make walls, floors, ceilings, and other architectural elements of interest and not just plain white. While use has an element and not has an ornament, texture allows us to generate new sensations and even send different messages, and also allows us to generate new areas of interest and understand these spaces more easily. The VCB is proof of it, because every texture that covers the building mimics the texture of the van vault, telling the world that the entire van is itself a vault.